Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Fiona.
Hello.
I wasn't expecting to see you sitting across from me like that. How are you?
Here I am.
Here I am.
To shake things up a bit.
Oh my God. It's this New Year-y sort of thing.
It is. All right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So I know you mentioned earlier on today is clean up your desk day.
International, yeah.
Yeah. Now I know you mentioned that and you were telling people at home to clean up their desk, yeah. But I think we need to look a little closer to home here.
Right, okay.
And that would be your own desk wouldn't be in great nick now.
Hang on a second.
Now, hang on.
Now, hold on 1 second there now. I think I've got a lot better.
You have got a lot better.
I think, you know,
there's still quite a bit of
food stuff is now not a part of it, really.
The odd thing slips through the net. But there is still a lot of stuff on it.
Matt Cooper is another.
Matt Cooper is a joke.
Right, okay.
Right, okay. But you are not great.
Right,
so,
okay.
So I think to celebrate Clean Up Your Desk Day, we might have to do a bit of a kind of a collection and maybe do something like Dempsey's Lucky Dip Desk Giveaway.
Oh.
Yes. And maybe.
Sounds intriguing. So what do I get?
Well, you get a clean desk. And someone
home. Oh, you're going to give my stuff away.
The stuff from your desk.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
I think so. So, you know, you've loads of bits
and
pieces.
Are you going to clear this, what you're giving away? Because you might give away something that somebody gave me and it's very special to me.
Nothing of sentimental value.
Are you sure?
Well, I'll let you have the final say in it. I'll bring in a collection of the bits. We've had a look.
Okay.
We've pulled together.
Are these very valuable?
Well, they're valuable to someone who listens, who will say, that was on Ian Dempsey's desk.
Right.
And that is a very desirable object.
And their mates will say. Huh. Right, so where are we going first?
We'll go to the lines. We're going to Karen in Limerick, first of all.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, Ian.
Now, Karen, will you please sound excited, will you?
I am so excited. Woo!
No, I mean, when we're giving you the prize, you know, like. So
I'm going to reach into the sack
here. This is something that I've obviously had not a lot of interest in and it's just left it hanging around the desk. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Karen, you are in luck today. I can reveal, Karen, that you have won a very snazzy Regatta Great Outdoors Herd Watch Blue Beanie Hat.
Oh, my favourite.
This is going to keep you warm on this really cold morning.
I had a box full of those and I love that hat. I wear it myself.
Yeah.
Not that particular one.
It's a very flattering.
This one is in plastic.
This
so
is in plastic.
It hasn't been worn.
This is unworn.
There are no body oils on it or anything like that. Okay?
Unworn. Congratulations, Karen.
Congratulations, Karen. Thank you. Bye.
See you.
So you got Damien as well, have you?
Damien in Sligo. Hello, Damien.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Sean and Ian.
How are you?
Very good. Now that I'm on to DFM.
Yeah.
Right, well, wait till you get a load of this
Damien.
Okay. You have won. Oh, my God.
This is from the desk.
This is the desk. Sensational. This is a Cairn Community Games thermos mug travel cup, and it is brand new, and it is stunning. Yeah, it is.
Also, by the way,
brilliant.
Damien, in plastic there.
Also sealed. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so it hasn't been used. Just so
not
you,
tampered
just
with.
Just in case you're worried.
Not contaminated.
Damien, right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Bye.
Now that I have the Sharpie out, I could sign that as well.
Sign
just so you know what I mean.
Sign
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Aaron, good morning to you. Happy New Year from all of us here at Today FM. Are you well today?
Oh, I'm not too bad, Ian, and yourself.
Ah, sure, I'm in top form, thanks be to God, Aaron. I believe you're in college, and what are you studying to be?
I'm serving my time to be an electrician at the minute.
Oh, very good. How long does that take?
4 years, Ian.
Four years?
Yeah, it's not short.
I'd say you probably know most of it by now, do you?
Oh, James, no. Having a clue, barely have me toe in the water.
All right. And you're working from home today?
I work from home, thank God. Yeah. The weather's kind of in my favour at the minute, so.
So you're serving your time as an electrician and you're working from home. Does that mean you're rewiring your house or something like that?
No, just not going to do that. I think my mother will throw me out if I started to do that.
So there's a big kind of a darts, I suppose, you know, rejuvenation of everybody saying, oh yeah, darts again. Around Christmas time, everybody watches it. And it's all down to one man, it would appear, yes.
To realise his dream, to achieve his destiny, to be world champ. The button has been passed! This generation's special talent beats the great Michael Van Gogh. Teenager is champion of the world.
Yes, champion of the world, Luke Littler. Fair play to him. I was watching that the other night. Absolutely brilliant. Luke Littler, 17 years of age. Liam Bulger is on the line. Liam runs D7 Darts Academy, and over 50 kids ranging from 8 to 17 turn up every Monday night. Liam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. So where's D7 exactly? What's your catchment area?
We're in Carbery in Dublin 7 there.
Oh, very good. Fibsborough, that sort of area?
Yeah, that area. Kids from Finglas, Carbery, Emeralds, you know.
Yeah, very good. Okay, and I mean, this is a great sport because it's kind of, you know, anybody can play it really, can't they? I mean, you get different levels of darts, different quality of darts and all that. So you can start, you know, cheap enough and then you can move up when you become more expert.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anybody can play, and no matter how good you are, the more you play, the better you get. You know that way?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And are you any good yourself, Liam?
I don't know. But I'm all right. I'm not bad. Right. I don't want to say I'm good or maybe, you know?
You're playing yourself down there, Liam. I believe you were you used to play. Did you play for Ireland? Did you play for?
No, we did not play for Ireland. No. I'm playing 37 years now. Darts is huge in Ireland years now. You know, it's a big community. It's a great community in Ireland. And it's once you're in, you're hooked. You know that?
Okay, so listen, the 50 kids that you've got, and I believe there's a waiting list as well. There's 50 of them, and they all come on a Monday night between 7 and 9. And they play games. Is it a kind of a tournament type of thing? Do you come down to a final, yeah?
Yeah, we're affiliated with a group from England called the JDC, which is a junior partner of the PDC.
Oh, yeah.
So we do, tonight now we're starting grading. So we do grading every week. And tonight we're starting grading for the World Championships through the JDC, which is a great organisation. And they grade it. There's a, like, they have this thing called the green zone. So for the younger kids, instead of hitting a double, they hit this big green zone around the bullseye. So it keeps it all leveled. So if someone's very good, we give the younger ones 3-1 and they'd be 5-1. They have to finish on the double.
So it's like a kind of a handicap system like they'd have in golf or something like that.
Exactly, yeah. It's brilliant, yeah.
Okay, and listen, so I'm just saying that you've got a waiting list. So there's obviously, it's very popular. Are there any other, you know, other parts of the country, other counties or other parts of Dublin that do the same sort of thing?
There's loads of academies now. Around, or I think there's 11 around Ireland, and now there's another 2 popping up in Dublin now. Right. One in Dunnycarney, Craig Kieran's, and the new Dublin County Board of Start one over in Drimnagh as well.
Yeah.
In the next week or two,
Very good. Oh, well, that's brilliant. Very good. And listen, are you good at kind of keeping the score? You notice the guys when they do the calculations and all that, how much you need from the 501 as it comes down. I mean, is your brain good enough for that, Liam?
Yeah. Well, you get used to it. Like, now, we're starting now in the next week or two. We're going to sit the bigger lads down, the ones that finishes on the double.
Yeah.
And we're going to do like a classroom thing with them.
Right.
And show them the different ways to go when you're on, say you're on 82. Some people go treble 14, but you can go for the bull. If you hit the semi-bull, you have 17. Yeah. That leaves double 20, you know, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing. It's so quick.
It helps big time, you know.
Yeah. Luke was going for the double 10 there quite a lot, wasn't he, the final?
Yeah. Well, he's out of this world. Like, at one stage there, he went bullseye, double 10. Like, that's what you do in an exhibition, you know?
Yeah.
And he's in a world championship final, and he's just...
So relaxed,
you know?
Isn't he?
He is, and he's like a computer the way he has the scores up as well.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Brilliant. Listen, Liam, fair play to you for doing it. It's great. It's the D7 Darts Academy. Continued success, and thank you very much. Oh, there's
thanks,
that music
Ian.
Again
thanks
now. Good luck.
Thanks,
see you.
Cheers. Take care.
Shauna. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, I mean, just so people don't think this is your first day back.
No.
You were here last week.
I was.
Thursday and Friday, the
yes.
two of us trudged
we
through
were
us.
We troopers.
Did.
Yeah.
Troopers. But then you took a couple of days off.
That was all I could handle. 2 days. Now I need to get it up. I need more holidays.
Okay. And I believe in the meantime, you've discovered or rediscovered the joys of the slow cooker.
Oh my God. I didn't even know I had it. It was in the back of the press. I was moving house. And when I saw it, I said, I've been meaning to use this for a long time. So now I've used it 4 days in a row.
Very good.
And I'm loving it.
And you're making things like marinara.
A chocolate pudding.
Chocolate
Warm
pudding.
Warm chocolate
slow
pudding.
Cooker.
It was delicious.
How long did that take?
About 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah. For a chocolate pudding.
It was worth it. Ian. Was it? It was delicious.
Every second.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super way to start your day.
Okay, so you are making cakes and Adele is rolling in the dough.
She is, yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I do love a good money story because it always makes me feel worse about myself. But here, according to an article in the paper this morning, Adele's fortune is now sitting at around 205 million euro. That's her total
205,
fortune.
205.
Now, the number crunchers have worked out that between royalties, publishing deals and ticket sales, she earned around 25,000 euro a day in 2024.
25k a day.
Now, I've worked that out. That's 175,000.
Yeah,
I know. 175,000 a week and around 700,000 euro a month.
Very good.
Which is nice now.
Yeah, you don't feel bad about yourself when you hear that. I mean, she has to work so hard. She has to spend all this time in Las Vegas singing her heart out.
Oh, God.
She's, you know.
I know.
You don't hear you complaining about things. You know what I mean? Like, you're quite happy.
I wouldn't mind staying in Vegas for a month if
you've
I got
your
that
slow
kind of
cooker now.
Exactly.
You know,
so. I mean, what more can I want in life?
And Lisa Kudrow, she's made a very special discovery
in
the period.
So, friend star Lisa Kudrow, she revealed that she recently found a secret note from Matthew Perry. Yeah. So, when they filmed the final episode of Friends back in 2004, he gave her a gift. It was a prop from the set, it was a cookie jar from Monica's apartment.
Oh, yes.
And it was exactly, and as a souvenir. She'd never actually looked inside it until recently when she discovered he had left a note inside for her. So she didn't reveal what it said. She just said that the timing was perfect. And what a lovely thing to find, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
After when you're not expecting it and you don't know it's there.
I wonder, do people all the time nick things off sets?
I'd
like
say
that,
so, yeah.
I did do one in the den.
Go
years
on,
ago.
What
I
did
took
you do?
The star from the Christmas tree.
Well, that's a nice one,
and
Dave.
It still goes on my Christmas tree every single year.
Oh, God.
It's lovely.
All the way from Zog.
Yeah, but I stole it.
You
arrest
are a
me.
Criminal.
Come on.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.